Pope Benedict XVI on Tuesday visited the offices of the Vatican newspaper L'Osservatore Romano to mark the 150th anniversary of its founding. Chris Altieri reports.
Founded in July 1861 as a polemical journal presenting the case for the Papal States in the wake of the proclamation of the Kingdom of Italy through the whole Italian peninsula, L'Osservatore Romano today is tasked with presenting the genuine face of the Church, spreading the teachings of the Pope, informing about his activities and those of the Roman Curia, and reporting on Catholic life in the world. In remarks to the editors, journalists, staff, and direction of the newspaper Tuesday, Pope Benedict XVI said that the publication helps the faithful to consider matters touching the common weal in the light of the Word of Christ and the magisterium of the Church, with constant attention to the signs of the times.
E per me non solo un giornale, ma anche una rivista culturale.
Departing from his prepared remarks, Pope Benedict said, L'Osservatore does not remain on the surface of events, but goes to the roots below the surface, shows us the cultural roots, the bottom of things. The Pope went on to say, for him, L'Osservatore is not just a newspaper, but also a cultural review, adding that he admires the way that each and every day the staff of the Vatican newspaper is able to give us great contributions to get at the heart of the matter, to help all of us better understand ourselves and the world in which we live. L'Osservatore Romano is published daily in Italian and weekly in 8 other languages, including English. The paper also has an online edition, and its best offerings can be found through the new integrated Vatican information portal, news.va. I'm Chris Altieri.